How we doing? It's Boo number 4. Just a quick shout out for tomorrow on Saturday at South Queen's Ferry's Ferry Fair Day. I'm going to be heading along for the parade and the events throughout. Ferry Fair Week kicked off last Monday the 8th of August right up till its climax tomorrow, Saturday the 12th. So what's Ferry Fair? Well, Ferry Fair is Queen's Ferry's annual fair. It's been held in its present form since 1930 when it was revived after some years' absence as a regular event, but its roots actually date back even further, for permission to hold the event was originally granted by King Charles I back in the year 1687. The fair is a week-long event and is organised primarily as a festival of sports and entertainment for the children of the borough, culminating in the crowning of a Ferry Fair Queen who is chosen from the children of the local primary schools. The primary schools are Queen's Ferry Primary, St Margaret's and Eckland Primary. Now those schools take it in turn to provide the Queen and her court. This year the honour is going to Queen's Ferry Primary School, and in recent years the fair has opened with a concert, usually held on the Saturday or Sunday prior to the fair week, and the grand opening concert, which is always a sellout, and it normally features top stars from the world of music and comedy, and in the past has been promoted by committee member and tireless fair worker of many years standing, the late Jimmy Liddell. Sadly though, Jimmy passed away, but his contribution will never be forgotten. For a number of years now, visitors to Queen's Ferry during Ferry Fair Week cannot fail to notice that something is going on. The whole of the centre of the town is brightly decorated with flags, bunting and banners. In addition to many shops and businesses, also private houses decorate themselves as well, and they all put a lot of effort into decorating their own premises. Prior to the crowning ceremony on the Saturday, there's the grand tour of the borough, led by the Queen-elect and a retinue, followed by various bands, decorated floats and other entertainers. The ceremony takes place on a stage in the middle of the High Street, where the Queen is formally crowned by their gracious lady, who is traditionally a Queensferry born and bred lady, well known and respected in the community. After the ceremony, entertainment continues throughout the afternoon, and the week finally comes to an end with the flag being lowered to the sound of the massed bands playing Highland Cathedral. I'm going to be heading along to support the local Army Cadet Force Unit 24 Platoon, where they're going to be having the honour of raising and lowering the flag for the ceremony. So why not pop along and check them out tomorrow on South Queensferry High Street for 12 o'clock. We'll see you there, and thanks very much for the Ferry Fair website for the information on that as well. It's ferryfair.co.uk.